So we have 4 bedrooms. Every bedroom can have 2 ladies.
This is Eden House, a residential program for women who are survivors of human trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation. Simply put, it's
the home for survivors of human trafficking. And it's a 2-year residential program where women can come and rebuild their lives.
Mary Beth Corazzini is Eden House's executive director. She says confidentiality is a big part of life at Eden House, creating a safe place where residents can overcome their pasts and move forward into self-sufficient, healthy futures. So on the day I visited, no residents were around.
One is at work, 2 are at the intensive outpatient therapy counseling, and 1 woman was in her room. She's been here about 2 months, and her transformation is amazing. When she got here, she slept all the time, she was exhausted, and she just really didn't look at anybody and really kept to herself for the first 3 days. Now she's up every morning smiling. She's really funny. She's calling home a lot to her family and to speak to her son. So her transformation is amazing in just a month.
A month of living a very different life. For the first 90 days at Eden House, residents attend intensive outpatient therapy. They have a lot to work through. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the average age a person enters into prostitution is 12 to 14. Force and coercion are often involved, and so are sexual abuse, drug use, and multiple arrests. So change happens step by step, day by day.
You know, it's not always like a big aha, you know, but sometimes it's as simple as deciding that they're going to follow a simple rule. You can tell that they're angry, but they're really coping with that and having a more appropriate response than maybe they did the day before. I mean, it's not always some dramatic kind of thing.
Maxine Kimbrell is the staff social worker at Eden House. She says changing your life is a process.
It's that daily attempt to be different that I think sometimes is the most amazing.
Even within like the first month of someone being here, you immediately start seeing changes in temperance, behavior, just overall presentation of themselves. That is really beautiful to me.
Helen Lindau is the volunteer coordinator at Eden House, and there's a lot to be coordinated. Most of the services residents receive while recovering come from outside. Doctors, counseling, legal assistance, GED programs, job training. And then there are donations, both financial, which pay for the house and food, but also in-kind donations, like when volunteers come in to paint the staircase. Everything in the house is donated, the beds, the paintings, the rugs. And these things play a part in creating a home, which slowly each woman becomes a part of.
Oftentimes we do have people who come straight out of prison, so that brings a different culture into this environment, like a defensiveness, a wanting to click with other people, and to slowly see that, I guess, disappear and it become more of a community is really cool.
Being a part of community is crucial to recovery at Eden House. Kara Vandekar, its founder, wanted to offer a place of healing for those who'd been victimized. And she knew that some of the best people to help these women were other survivors of human trafficking.
The model for living in community is based on the Benedictine monk model for community living, which is that the newest member of the community is the most valued and the most treasured. And the member of the community that's been there the longest is the member that gives back.
Learn more about Eden House at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.